The Great Lakes season doesn't really get going until April, but Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekvasil says so far, so good.
Iron ore is steady. The steel industry has been operating at a pretty good clip here for the last couple of years. It's good to see that limestone moving up a bit. It would suggest that maybe our construction industry is starting to shake off some of its sluggishness. But again, you know, we still have vessels that are not in service, so the economy has yet to fully recover, as we all well know.
50 of the 57 U.S. flagged vessels are plying the five Great Lakes. The Port of Duluth Superior showing steady numbers in iron ore and coal. Port spokeswoman Adele Yorty says they're optimistic about this season.
Good, solid start.
One reason for the optimism is large wind energy components from Japan and Europe shipped through the Great Lakes to the Dakotas, Montana, and Canada. Yorty says there's a rush on now because of a wind production tax credit set to expire at the end of this year.
And as a result, any of the developers who have had projects on the books have worked really hard to get their cargoes booked to get in and delivered this year. So we have about 20 shipments due in over the course of the next few months. We've already had five in already.
The St. Lawrence Seaway says international shipping is also up 2% through April, led by coal and iron ore, but offset somewhat by a decline in grain. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.